morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries, and I welcome you once again. We're going to try to finish up our discussion we've been having about Halloween, the demons, Satan. Should we allow our kids to be involved in Halloween? Should we celebrate this holiday? And of course, I don't think we should. But that's where I'm coming from. But we talked about the holiday a little bit. We talked about the demons, and now we've been discussing Satan. And we got to the point where Satan was cast out of heaven along with the third of the angels that followed him. And the one thing that we can continue on with here and rejoice about is the fact that Jesus actually defeats Satan. And praise God. Praise God for Jesus. Amen. Those who are born again and filled with the Spirit of God have no need to fear this evil foe, as he has been defeated by God. And Jesus defeated him and stripped him of his power 2,000 years ago. So we know that's what happened. Now, when we say stripped him of his power, he's still got some power, sure. But we're going to win. If we're a follower of Jesus, we win the battle, we win the war. Jesus paid the price for our sins on the cross, and then he rose from the dead, bringing life to all who would follow him. And that's important for us to understand. He paid the price for our sin on the cross of Calvary. And then he rose from the dead, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And he's bringing life to all of us who follow him. All who believeth on Jesus Christ will have eternal life, folks. Satan's authority has been taken away from him. We now have authority over him through Jesus Christ. Now, when I say that his authority's gone, it's gone as far as over us Christians, if we believe and follow Christ and do and rely on the Lord. Satan has no authority over us. He does against those who don't believe, though. That's a fact. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. That's in Revelations 1:18, and that's the Lord speaking there, folks. That's the Lord speaking. He is the one that liveth, and then he was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And amen to that. So be it. And have the keys. He does have the keys of hell and of death. And Revelation 1:18, good verse to rely on and think about. Read, believe. Amen. Believe. Revelation 12 records the account of Satan's overthrow by Christ. We're first given a vision of what takes place in heaven. Then the Bible reveals, you know, the earthly scene about what's going to take place. And it says, you know, and there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the world, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation, and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath. He knoweth that he hath but a short time. Revelation 12, 7 through 12. So see, you got to understand something. The Lord defeated Satan. Satan knows he's going to lose. Satan knows he's going to lose. Are you listening to me? Satan knows he's going to lose the war. But he's trying to win every little battle he can in between now and then. And what he's doing, are you following me here? Follow along. Now listen closely. Satan knows he's going to lose the war, so he's going to do everything he can to win every little battle, to get every little soul he can, and take it to hell with him, just so he can say to God, ha, 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 I took them from you, you don't get them. He knows he's going to lose, But he's not just going to sit back and just wait it out till the end comes. He's going to take every soul with him he can. It's like the guy who says, if I'm going to die, everybody's dying with me. That's what Satan says. Exactly what Satan says. If he's going to hell forever and burn in the fire forever, so are you. Well, you don't have to. But Satan's smart. We let him be smart. He's taken a holiday and he's made it into a fun time. He's made it into an acceptable thing that Christians celebrate. And by doing so, we open the door to his demons and to his wiles and his ways and his evilness to come in and take over a portion of our brain to think about it in the back, and we don't even realize it, that all of a sudden there's a piece of us that's been infiltrated. And our children, they're so small and so susceptible to these kind of things that, you know, they're gullible. They're easy to convince. They're easy to guide down the wrong path, a child is. And so when we allow them to participate in Halloween, we allow them to let a little bit of evil Satan and his demons get into their mind. And it can destroy them. Sometimes, folks, it'll destroy them. I mean, destroy them dead. Their soul will go to hell with them. That's sickening. People, don't you realize that when these little children are allowed to know and to think that demons aren't bad, witches aren't bad, spells aren't bad, all these kind of evil things aren't really bad. After all, we celebrate it, and you let me dress up as a devil, and you let me do this, you let me do that, you know. Well, they start thinking that these things aren't bad. Satan, at the same time, is telling them in their mind, that's not bad, that's not bad. Your mom and dad said so. You celebrated this every year. There's nothing wrong with this. So they go out, and they start, you know, they start watching all these vampire movies, and they start watching all these evil shows, and they start liking this stuff. I know some of these people that watch these shows, and they just, man, they love them. They absolutely love them. It's sickening. It's sad. It's crazy. And then the next thing you know, some of these young kids are growing up to be teenagers, like I say, and they watch these movies and everything else, and then all of a sudden one of them kills themselves. Why? Because they was tormented. They was tormented so bad they couldn't stand it, and they didn't know where to turn. How can you expect anything less, folks? If you're going to allow your child to grow up thinking that these evil things are not bad, how do you expect them to know anything different? You think you can go to church on Sunday mornings, tell your kids to be good little kids, and go down to their classroom and you know, learn a little bit about the Bible an hour, actually less, because they have a playtime and stuff like craft time and all that, which is fine. But they don't have much time during the week to learn about God. The rest of the week's all about everything else, good, bad, and indifferent, including cartoons with magic and witchcraft, casting spells on people and everything. It's sickening, and they watch, you know, hours upon hours upon hours of this stuff, you know. Some of them as much as 20 hours a week. 20 hours a week of evil, and 45 minutes a Sunday morning of good, and what's outweighing what? Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out, does it? You ashamed of yourself yet when you think about what you're allowing your children to do? You're allowing your children to learn about God and Jesus for an hour a week at the most, but you allow them to watch 20 hours a week of spells and witchcrafts and little magic people and everything else and think it's okay. And then when something bad starts happening with them, you wonder where you went wrong? What do you mean, where did I go wrong? You went wrong from the beginning. You went wrong when you allowed your children to start in this stuff. You got to pull your kids away from this Halloween stuff, folks. I'm telling you, you think it's not hurting anybody. You think maybe I'm crazy about this stuff and I over-exaggerate, but I don't. I'm not over-exaggerating anything. Halloween is a bad, bad time. It's a day or a night, excuse me, where they celebrate the evil and the darkness. And what are we supposed to have with darkness? Nothing. We're supposed to be the light. The wonderful light of the Lord. We should have no participation in the dark world. But we allow ourselves to be involved in it. It's sickening, all under the guise of having fun and going out and get candy. That's what we say. Oh, we're just going to go out and get candy. We're not involved in all this evil stuff. We just call it I heard it on our church program just yesterday, I think it was. Lady said, to us, Halloween was just going out and getting candy. It was just that time that you went and done that kind of thing. Oh, baloney. Baloney crapples. Whatever that means. You knew when you was going out and you decorated yourselves up and you knew what Halloween was about. And everybody knows that witches and everything else is what Halloween is celebrated about and advertised about and decorated with. And you acted, you want to fool you and lie to yourself and say you didn't know any of that stuff? Baloney. You did too. All of you do. What do you think a celebration's about when it's got a witch on the front cover? When it's got a little red demon with ears and a pitchfork and a tail and ghosts and haunted houses and a witch's brew and evil cats, ghosts, everything, all that stuff. And you're trying to tell me you didn't pay attention to any of that? Baloney. You're killing your children's soul and don't realize it, folks. Halloween is a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous thing. I beg you, I plead with you, talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Pray. Talk to the Lord. Ask Him to guide you and give you some guidance on this. You don't have to take my word for it. Ask the Lord. He'll tell you. I gave you some scriptures throughout there. Play back this message and listen again and go look the scriptures up and get on your internet. Read about it. You know that this celebration of Halloween is evil. And our children don't deserve it. You hear me? Our children do not deserve this. Do you want to get your kids a bag of candy and give it to them and sit down and watch a good movie or play some games at home with the kids? That's wonderful. Not a problem. I don't have a problem with that. But getting them all suited up in these crazy outfits and going out and collecting candy and making nasty color faces on pumpkins and all these kind of things, that's evil. And your children do not deserve to be shown evil. They need to know the love of the Lord, Jesus the Christ. Jesus, the one who is the Son of God, who gave His life for that child. Who gave His life for your child. Jesus, you owe Him for your child. And you owe your child to show and teach them who Christ is. Who is the Christ? His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. His name's not Jesus Christ. He is Jesus the Christ. Jesus the Christ. And you owe Him. We can say, you know, it was a free gift. Of course it's a gift, but you still owe Him, folks. And you owe Him for that child, for allowing you to give birth to that child. And to love that child and to raise that child up as one of His. And the child doesn't deserve to be taught anything about Halloween that's evil. They need to know the truth about what this holiday is about. And then shown the difference. Amen? I'm asking you to do that. I'm asking you to pray about it. I'm asking you to sacrifice, if that's what you call it. Don't celebrate Halloween this year. Stay home and play with your kids. Give them a bag of candy or whatever you want to give them. Play some games with them. Teach them about God. Teach them about how tonight, on Halloween night, how evil it is and how nasty it is and sick it is. And tell them, say, and here's what happens to this Satan too. Let me tell you what Jesus does to Satan and where Satan's going to end up. A place you don't want to be. And you can make it into a joyous, joyful night. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. Halloween is has no place in the life of the Christians. I want you to understand that. It's vital that you understand it. I've said a lot of things the last 4 days. It's a lot to take in. I'd like you to go and listen to these 4 different days over again. Now, they're on the internet. I want you to go and listen to them. www.forgottenword.org. Listen to them at your leisure and at your pleasure. They're there there's a link right there on the homepage too, to all these radio programs. Listen to them. Pay attention to what they're saying. I gotta go. God bless each one of you. I love you. Jesus loves you. God loves you. Amen. We'll see you again.